Everything is just so perfect. It's the age of the ideals we are living in. Ideals are fighting for the place in our mind. To be the first among our kind, we must constantly try to become ideal. Fortunately, we live in the ideal age. We can buy anything. We can choose the appropriate ideal from the line. But somehow, this choice is ideally complicated. What should we buy? The longer we think, the bigger grows the chaos around us. The choice grows complicated as the ideals accumulate. The choral of the choir of ideals turns into cacophony of chaos. We can't stop buying, we wouldn't become ideal anymore. So we must learn to buy faster, because only the act of buying restores the ideal order in and around us. Unifying with the ideal just bought, we get satisfied. We become ideal. That's the only task in the age of ideals. But are we afraid that the oblivion of buying will pass and the choir of chaos will form again? Will the cacophony roar at us soon? No. We know that buying rescues from chaos. There's no simpler solution than buying. Buying is the ideal solution. So, as we get used to buy on time, the chaos doesn't occur. But why are we scared of chaos? Why do we avoid thinking of choices? Thinking is dangerous. Thinking needs effort. But efforts never fit the age of ideals. Why should we take efforts when everything is just so perfect? Everything is just so perfect. It's the age of the ideals we are living in. Ideals are fighting for the place in our mind. To be the first among our kind, we must constantly try to become ideal. Fortunately, we live in the ideal age. We can buy anything. We can choose the appropriate ideal from the line. But somehow, this choice is ideally complicated. What should we buy? The longer we think, the bigger grows the chaos around us. The choice grows complicated as the ideals accumulate. The choral of the choir of ideals turns into cacophony of chaos. We can't stop buying, we wouldn't become ideal anymore. So we must learn to buy faster, because only the act of buying restores the ideal order in and around us. Unifying with the ideal just bought, we get satisfied. We become ideal. That's the only task in the age of ideals. But are we afraid that the oblivion of buying will pass and the choir of chaos will form again? Will the cacophony roar at us soon? No. We know that buying rescues from chaos. There's no simpler solution than buying. Buying is the ideal solution. So, as we get used to buy on time, the chaos doesn't occur. But why are we scared of chaos? Why do we avoid thinking of choices? Thinking is dangerous. Thinking needs effort. But efforts never fit the age of ideals. Why should we take efforts when everything is just so perfect?
It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. I'd remove you, chips, chips. Da-ti-do-di-do, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom.
dati du di du ci bom ci bom bom dati du di du. Via, via, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via, non perderti per niente al mondo. Lo spettacolo d'arte varia di uno innamorato di te. Yeah. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. I dream of you, chips, chips, chips. Da-di-do-di-do, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-di-do-di-do, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-di-do-di-do. Entra in questo amore buio, pieno di uomini. Via, via, entra e fatti un bagno caldo. C'è un accappatoio azzurro, fuori piove un mondo freddo. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. I dream of you.
Everything is just so perfect. It's the age of the ideals we are living in. Ideals are fighting for the place in our mind. To be the first among our kind, we must constantly try to become ideal. Fortunately, we live in the ideal age. We can buy anything. We can choose the appropriate ideal from the line. But somehow, this choice is ideally complicated. What should we buy? The longer we think, the bigger grows the chaos around us. The choice grows complicated as the ideals accumulate. The choral of the choir of ideals turns into cacophony of chaos. We can't stop buying, we wouldn't become ideal anymore. So we must learn to buy faster, because only the act of buying restores the ideal order in and around us. Unifying with the ideal just bought, we get satisfied. We become ideal. That's the only task in the age of ideals. But are we afraid that the oblivion of buying will pass and the choir of chaos will form again? Will the cacophony roar at us soon? No. We know that buying rescues from chaos. There's no simpler solution than buying. Buying is the ideal solution. So, as we get used to buy on time, the chaos doesn't occur. But why are we scared of chaos? Why do we avoid thinking of choices? Thinking is dangerous. Thinking needs effort. But efforts never fit the age of ideals. Why should we take efforts when everything is just so perfect? Everything is just so perfect. It's the age of the ideals we are living in. Ideals are fighting for the place in our mind. To be the first among our kind, we must constantly try to become ideal. Fortunately, we live in the ideal age. We can buy anything. We can choose the appropriate ideal from the line. But somehow, this choice is ideally complicated. What should we buy? The longer we think, the bigger grows the chaos around us. The choice grows complicated as the ideals accumulate. The choral of the choir of ideals turns into cacophony of chaos. We can't stop buying, we wouldn't become ideal anymore. So we must learn to buy faster, because only the act of buying restores the ideal order in and around us. Unifying with the ideal just bought, we get satisfied. We become ideal. That's the only task in the age of ideals. But are we afraid that the oblivion of buying will pass and the choir of chaos will form again? Will the cacophony roar at us soon? No. We know that buying rescues from chaos. There's no simpler solution than buying. Buying is the ideal solution. So, as we get used to buy on time, the chaos doesn't occur. But why are we scared of chaos? Why do we avoid thinking of choices? Thinking is dangerous. Thinking needs effort. But efforts never fit the age of ideals. Why should we take efforts when everything is just so perfect?
Everything is just so perfect.
It's the age of the ideals.
We are living in ideals of fighting.
Ideals of fighting take place in our lives.
To be first among our kind, we must constantly try to become
ideal each.
Fortunately, we ideal each.
We can buy anything.
We can choose the appropriate ideals.
But somehow, this choice is ideally complicated.
What should we buy?
The longer we think, the bigger grows the chaos around us.
The choice grows complicated as the ideals accumulate.
The choral of the choir of ideals
combined into the symphony of chaos.
We can't stop buying, we wouldn't become ideal anymore.
So we must learn to buy faster.
Because only the acts of buying restores the ideal order in and around us.
Unified with the ideal just bought, we get satisfied.
We become ideal.
That's the only task of the age of ideals.
But are we afraid that the oblivion of buying will pass and the choir of chaos will form again?
Will the cacophony roar at us soon?
We know that buying is
risk from
chaos.
There's no simpler solution than buying.
Buying is the ideal solution.
So, as we get used to buying time,
chaos doesn't occur.
But why are we scared of chaos? Why do we avoid thinking of choices?
Thinking is dangerous. Thinking needs effort. But efforts never fit the age of ideals. Why should we take efforts when everything is just so perfect?